9 years ago, I was surfing around on Facebook and I came across a post from my cousin. And in it, he uploaded a picture of a place I was familiar with. I knew what it was, as I had gone by it a million times and always been fascinated by it. It was an old school that had been long since abandoned and was just sitting on a big thoroughfare here in Salt Lake County. And in it, he asked if anybody would want to accompany him while he locked it up and made sure everything was safe. I inquired as to what was going on, and he let me know that he was a security guard for a local school district. And this school, although abandoned and locked down, was part of his circuit of buildings he needed to secure. I messaged my friend Chad and said, "Dude, we got to do this. We got to go in this abandoned school that has been sitting there just rotting for years. It's so creepy, and you get this weird vibe every time you go by it." So I coordinated with my cousin and my buddy, and we set out to go explore this abandoned school. Oh, I forgot to mention, my cousin's route started at midnight. This is The Haunted Earth, Season 4, Episode 1, The School. The day came, and I'm not going to lie, I could not contain my excitement at the prospect of going on a quote-unquote ghost hunt, as it were. So I called my buddy Chad and I said, "Hey dude, let's meet up a few minutes before midnight. We'll walk around the place, kind of get a feel for it." And so we did. It was about 11:45 where we met up. We walked around, noticed there were only a couple entrances to the building and they were all locked up, and my cousin showed up and he let us in the back entrance, kind of place where he wouldn't even imagine going in this place. But when we walked in, it was a really kind of heavy feeling that just came across all of us. And there was a little, it was almost like a mud room where we walked in. And then we walked into the main part of the school. And to our right, there was a stairway going down into the basement. Well, one area of the basement. And my cousin pointed out and said, "Yeah, that's down to the boiler room." And he said, Every once in a while, the city police get called here on a false alarm or something, and the canine unit will come, and the dogs are skittish around this entrance to the boiler room, these stairs that go down. And he also told us that the city police almost rock, paper, scissors to see who goes and response to this alarm at this school, because they're uneasy when they go there. They get creeped out, especially since the dog units lose their minds whenever they enter the school. And then to the left of us was a tiny little control room where the alarm was turned on and off, and a little control board with a light. And come to find out, it was the only light in the entire school that worked. And so we were in there. We We kind of figured out what we were going to do. My cousin said, yeah, you guys can go wherever you want, you know, explore. I'm not, because I've done it before and I don't want to ever do it again. But if you guys want to do it, feel free, you know. So I looked at my buddy and I said, all right, Chad, where are we going? And there was a big, long hallway that went down, and there were classrooms on each side, and it turned down at the corner, and there were more classrooms there. Well, there was a basement to this school, and it also had classrooms down there. And at one end of the school, there was a gymnasium. So we thought we'd go into the gymnasium first and see what that was all about. So we went into the gymnasium, and the windows, some of them were smashed out. There were bars on most of them. And it like I mentioned earlier, it was right on a really busy street, State Street. And even though it was midnight and there was a lot of traffic outside, so you could see cars coming and going, driving past the building. And when they would, it made the little growling noise of a car going by, and then it would go dead silent. So we walked around this gymnasium, and nothing really happened. What was weird, though, is that we saw a bunch of dead birds that looked like they had been eaten. But we don't know by what. But it was kind of weird. And so my cousin's like, well, are you guys ready to go? And Chad and I are like, dude, no, we just got here. We're going down to the basement. And my cousin's like, nope, I'm not going down there. And so, you know, knowing full well what I needed, I pulled out my, you know, video camera that had night vision on it and flashlight. And so stupid. But we descended one of the stairways going down into the basement. And I'll tell you, I think the only time I've ever experienced darkness like that was going inside a cave. Got Timpanogos Cave down in Utah County, where it's literally a cave in the mountain. And in one section, they turned the lights off. And man, you've never seen black and darkness until you've done that. But going down to the basement reminded me very much of that. And with it being, you know, underground and that, it got colder as we got down there. And when we got down into the basement, we could see that there were desks and bookshelves kind of stationed out in the hallway and stacked in the hallway, and kind of had to walk around them. And we decided we would go into each classroom and check it out and see what it looked like and kind of get a feel for it. And the craziest thing is, in each classroom we went in, there were desks just stationed like a regular, like the classroom had been going that day. And there were things written on the chalkboard. There were books on bookshelves, notebooks on desks. It was literally like school had finished that day and we just came during the night. Weird smells, and of course, you know, I mean, the school had been emptied for years, so of course it's going to smell weird, but it had kind of this weird metallic smell to it, and can't quite figure out what it was, but kind of smelled like your hand if you sat there and rubbed a handful of change in it. And one of the classrooms we went into, I walked in, Chad was behind me, and as I was walking through the classroom, now remember, this is the basement, so the windows were up kind of high. You know, it would have been ground level on the outside. So it was really, really dark in these classrooms. And I can't imagine what it would have been like in the daytime. It felt kind of like it would be like a prison. It was so bizarre. And I could hear Chad behind me kind of rustling through some things. And I heard this like something fall to the ground, something big and heavy. And I turned and I said, "Hey, dude, are you all right?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, there was a bookshelf in front of this door." And he moved it. And I guess it fell. And he said, "Oh, dude, you got to come here. Come check this out." And I went over to this broom closet. I mean, it was tiny, but there was a hole in the floor and a ladder coming out of it. And it felt like an eternity where Chad and I stood there looking down into this hole, wondering where on earth it went. We didn't say anything to each other. We just stood there in the darkness, in the silence. I mean, we could hear each other breathing. It was that quiet. And this sense of, I guess, danger, foreboding, just crept over the both of us. And we didn't know what we wanted to do. And I looked at Chad, he looked at me, and it was understood that one of us had to go down there to see what it was. Chad kind of stood upright and he said, "All right, I'm going down." And he said, "If you see my light go away, if you see my light go out, or I call to you, come down and get me." And I said, "Yeah, well, we'll see." So after about 5 to 10 more minutes, sitting there in the darkness and in the silence, this room, this closet, just illuminated by two flashlights, Chad started to descend into the darkness. As I watched Chad go down this ladder into this black abyss, I realized that he and I were alone down in this basement, and we were far into this basement. And I thought, you know, if we ran into something, I don't think my cousin could have heard us because we were just that far away from him. And I saw Chad get to the bottom of the ladder and walk away from it. And he called out to me and said, "You've got to come check this out. Come here, come here." And so I went down, and what we saw was so strange. The floor was dirt, and in probably about 5 feet from the ladder was a chair. Just a lonely chair in the darkness down this hole. And I kind of shined my flashlight around, and I couldn't see the end of the basement. Like, it seemed to stretch on into forever nothingness. And I asked Chad, I said, "Can you see any walls?" And he said, "No, I can't." And he said, "Yeah, this is weird, man. This is creepy." And, you know, I failed to mention that my friend Chad was and is one of the toughest guys I know. I mean, he was like a prison guard. So he's tough, and not a lot of stuff gets to him. But this rattled him a little bit. It was weird, and this weird feeling of like, what the hell was this pit used for? And why is there a chair in the middle of the darkness below the school? and where the heck did this basement end? Because it literally looked like it stretched on forever. Like the light from the flashlights just disappeared into the darkness. So we went up the ladder. I think I made Chad go last. We got up in the classroom and I kind of looked over at him. I'm like, well, there's nothing else to do down here. Like we went into every room and I don't know, it felt different after going down in that hole. Things felt different. The place felt different. It felt like there were things that happened in this school that probably nobody knew about. And it didn't feel right. And there was just a sense of sadness and anger. And a real sense of darkness, too, in this basement. So Chad and I kind of hurriedly found the other set of stairs and went up them. It took us to the other side of the school, and we came up to the main level and called out for my cousin, who was waiting, and he said, well, did you get your fill? Did you see anything? We told him what we saw, and he just kind of shook his head, yeah, now you know why I don't like to come to this place. And I thought, I'm like, dude, I don't know if I could do this place by myself at night. Are you kidding me? So we walked down this long hallway and walked past the office. All the windows were broken out. There was glass everywhere. And all the classrooms up on this floor, their doors were open. And we walked past each. We went into a couple. And my cousin really was pushing hard for us to leave. He said, are you guys ready? He's like, I've been hearing and seeing, feeling weird things since you guys went down to the basement. He's like, are you done? Because, you know, there are other schools he had to go visit. And we were standing right up by that control room. And I was kind of the furthest down this hallway, and my cousin and Chad were talking and kind of, you know, psyching each other out, and I heard something behind me, and I lifted my video camera, and it was weird. The battery died in the basement. It was bizarre. I didn't catch anything. I didn't hear anything on it after I charged it, but you know, the battery was fully charged when we got there and it died in the basement. I failed to mention that, but yeah, it was kind of weird. And if you see all those paranormal shows about their, you know, equipment malfunctioning, yeah, that, I don't know, maybe there's a logical reason why it happened, but I found it kind of weird that it was fully charged, and it completely died when Chad and I were in the basement. But I heard something down this hallway, and I didn't really draw attention to it, to my cousin and Chad, but I slowly turned around and lifted my light, and down at the end of the hallway, is probably about, you know, 50, 60 yards away, I saw what it was just dark, really dark in this corner. And I don't know whether it was just the shadows, you know, the lack of light, but it looked like there was something at the end of this hallway. And it wasn't a figure of a person. It wasn't anything, but it was this mass of darkness just down in the corner. And it looked like it was oozing down towards where we had come out of the stairs. It was weird, and I've totally got the goosebumps even remembering this now, but I remember looking at it, and my flashlight didn't seem to, like, shine a light on it, but I just saw this black mass, and it was just like jelly. It's this dark mass just kind of oozing out of view down this hallway. And then I heard another thing, and I think Chad and my cousin heard it too. And it sounded like it came from one of the rooms. And my eyes had adjusted a little bit more so than Chad and my cousin. And from out of one of the rooms, I saw a shadow. And it didn't look like a human. It honestly looked like, you know, the sprite Pan with the, you know, has the flute and the goat legs and the pointy ears and the spiky hair. It looked like that. Just like the shoulders and the head kind of poking out. And it went back in the room. And I turned to my cousin and Chad. I said, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get out of here. And so we walked out. And we went to a couple other schools with my cousin, and you know, hoping to see other things. And my cousin told us some stories that people had shared with him from these other schools. But it was the strangest feeling, because and I don't think I mentioned this to Chad or my cousin, but I feel like something followed us out of that school and kind of followed us through these other schools. And it was probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, where we finished going to these other schools and locking things down, finishing my cousin's route with him, that we were about to head home. And we were up kind of at the base of the mountains in Sandy, you know, borderline Sandy Draper, Utah, just right up against the mountains. And I walked out to my car, and I don't know that I've ever been more uneasy in my life, because again, I felt like there was something over my shoulder. And all night I kept peeking over my shoulder, totally anticipating seeing something. I didn't. And I don't know whether the feelings I had were legitimate or if it was my mind playing tricks on me, but I know what I saw at this school and I know what I felt. And I've talked to Chad and my cousin, since that night. And, you know, they said, yeah, they heard things. They felt uneasy. But I mean, overall it was pretty cool. It was exciting. It was a fun ghost adventure, if you will. But I'll never ever forget, as we were leaving, turning around and seeing something that I've never seen before, just this weird black mass that seemed to have life to it as it was moving along this wall out of sight. And then this weird pan figure that seemed to pop out of this room looking at us. And I'll never forget that night. And I actually found the photo of the school that my cousin posted to Facebook, and I will post it to the Instagram and Facebook pages. But what's interesting is each time I drove by that school after that, I had this crazy urge that I wanted to go back. I wanted to go back in there for some weird reason. I felt like there was still something in there to discover or, you know, see. And I actually asked my cousin, I said, you know, do you still have keys to this place? Do you still go? And he said, no, he doesn't do that school anymore, because it had been purchased. And I asked him what was going in. He said he didn't know. But years after the fact, I drove by it again, and I saw that it had been sold and that it was being repurposed for a restaurant. And if you live in Salt Lake and you've driven by the Shake Shack on about 112th South and State Street, the Shake Shack is now what that school was. to be perfectly honest, I've never gone to the Shake Shack there. I want to, but there's something inside me that says, you don't need a burger at the Shake Shack. Go somewhere else. It's weird to see this dark, abandoned school turn into this bustling restaurant. And I want to ask people when they go eat there, because the dining room and that is right where this big hallway was. And I'm curious. I want to go ask. Maybe I'll do a follow-up episode if I find anything else out. It's funny, every time I drive by that Shake Shack now, I have this urge to stop in and place an order and tell the workers about what the place used to be and tell them my experience and Chad's experience and my cousin's experiences, just to get their reaction. Who knows? Maybe someday I will. I'll let you know if I do. Thanks for tuning in, and really excited about this coming season. Like I mentioned, I had an accident back in early October that kind of sidelined me for a couple of months, but I already have a couple of stories that have been sent to me by friends that I'm really excited to share with you. And if you have your own story, which I know you do, would love to hear it and share it with everybody. Feel free, please email me at thehauntedearth@gmail.com. Would love to chat with you, hear your stories, and share them. Take care. Sleep well.